very sympathetic officers arrive to give you the news. There's an incredibly efficient military support system swings into action. Sam was hit by a round in the head. He was flown back to the UK unconscious on one of those amazing hospital aircraft that you see about. He's come back in a coma and a life support machine. We were picked up by a military car, taken to Birmingham to be there when he arrived. He's admitted into hospital. We're in a state of shock. We're surrounded by... we're transported to Birmingham, accommodated in their accommodation that they supply. From that point onwards, there's really nothing for us to think about apart from, supporting Sam. And we're surrounded by welfare helpers. Sam gradually recovered consciousness. You said, what was it like? Apparently, when someone's in that comatose state, they have no concept that time's moved on from the point when they went down. We were asked to keep a diary of who came visiting, what was done, what was said, which we then went through as Sam started to recover. You're trying to fill in those gaps in his consciousness. I couldn't possibly describe our feelings. To start with, sheer despondency. It was actually said that his chance of recovery was less than 20%. Sitting at the bedside as parents, that takes some swallowing. And then because he had suffered massive brain injury, we were given very realistic talks on what his condition might be like if he did recover. You sit there, gradually starts coming back to consciousness, and every single movement and flutter, you start to become elated. And you've got soaring depths of depression and elation as you see recovery. I couldn't possibly describe what it's like. I can only say it plodded on. 7 weeks in hospital, and then considerable. He was in a terrible state when there was a lot of brain surgery carried out in Afghanistan. Further operations needed to tidy up what was done. He had to have a damaged eye, which had to be removed. Considerable surgery around Birmingham. Gradually it plods on. Eventually discharged from hospital and moved to Headley Court. What was it like? Yes, it's a testing time for a parent. Terrific support from, the general sort of military. And then moving on to Headley Court. As you said, Headley Court, you move down there, you've got most of the seriously wounded service personnel pass through Headley Court on their way. You have every conceivable sort of injury. Sam was actually there for more than 12 months in the end. We obviously were fairly frequent visitors during that time. You meet the most amazing range of people. I shall never ever forget those times. I shall never forget those people that we met. Sam said earlier on, every morning he thinks how lucky he is. You talk to people down there, every single one of them is convinced that they're just so lucky. You can talk to a man with both legs missing, both arms missing, or sometimes more than two legs and an arm. Every single one of them simply says, I'm just so lucky. And they are all filled with optimism. They're all enthusiastic to get back into life, get on with their future. Their attitude, you said, are these young men, when they join the forces, is there something special about them? There certainly is by the time they've been in.